Hello, my name is Andrea Callahan, and I am presenting 10 Faces of She. I'm very excited to be here on our very first podcast, coming to present the paradigm of 10 Faces of She. It's a very exciting time for me because I created this model in 2006, and it's been something that's been sitting in my realm and in my heart for years, and I just could not figure out how to put it together, how to bring it to life. And after twiddling around, doing so many other ventures and becoming a social worker and being out in life and working on a career and raising a family, never quite satisfied, never quite compelled to joy, really was trying to find out what my niche is, what's my dream, what's my passion, what's my skill, my special talent that is unique only to me. After some very long soul searching and some meditation and really spending a lot of time with myself, it finally just came to me. 10 Faces of She. I've always had a knack for talking to women, motivating women, challenging women, and I used those experiences from my life coaching practice, from counseling that I've done as a social worker, even experiences that I've had counseling, you know, family and friends. I compiled all that together and came up with a paradigm that is really will move you to a better place in your life. It will challenge you to seek your goals, define your goals, work towards achieving your optimum life. And that is a tall order sometimes for many people. But you'll find that when you do the work and you do the planning, and you really sit with yourself and work hard to define yourself and identify who you really are and be in tune with the universe and your spirit, you will be so happy and fulfilled and full of joy. It certainly is worth the hardship. So this podcast, what we're going to do is I'm just going to introduce the paradigm of 10 Faces of She and the five pillars that make up the model. And hopefully the next time we go live, because we have a live stream broadcast that we do live, and I'll invite you to join us there. If you have questions or feedback, you certainly will be welcome to come join us there. I absolutely would encourage you to comment here on Podomatic for anything that you've heard. I would also ask you to send this link to your friends because I think that you'll find that it will be rewarding and a great benefit to your life to walk through your life with 10 Faces of She, if only for a brief time. You'll find it beneficial. So we're going to start off talking about the five pillars of 10 Faces of She. The first one that I'll begin to explain to you is evolving. And as you know, evolving means to develop, progress, advance, mature, grow, expand, alter, transform, adapt. Evolving simply means to develop a characteristic by an evolutionary process, to undergo a gradual change. That last sentence is key. To undergo a gradual change. Evolving speaks to starting at one place, taking steps or roadmap to get to another place. The spirit of evolving, for some, for many, may not always be positive. Some people find evolving and changing to be very difficult. But I would like to, during this course of our time together, move you in a direction that you will eventually embrace change, and you'll look forward to change because you'll realize that change actually embarks you on a whole new set of values and a set of identities for yourself that you didn't once have. It opens doors, it introduces you to new friends, to new venues, to various opportunities that would not have been presented had you not undergone the change. Evolving, as you evolve, you will begin to realize how strong you are and how really readily you are to adapt. And if you look at change from through positive lenses, change can really be instrumental in your life and strengthening your faith. It could heal you emotionally and physically. It certainly will move you closer to what you really want in life. Evolving and changing broadens your mind to new ideas, gives you different concepts, different avenues to pursue. It certainly will force you to sit and get clarity about who you really are, because how you handle change, how you adjust to your evolutionary process speaks to who you are. Change puts you in a position to realize your dreams and your desires. Once you adapt change and understand that change is a natural part of life, you'll learn those coping skills to be able to look at any change that comes your way, no matter how tragic, no matter how devastating it may be perceived to be at that time. You can always find good in that change. Always. I have a book that I wrote called Rewriting Your Life's Story. And really, that book is about teaching you how to take those negative emotions that are attached to your memories and putting a spin on it and seeing it through a positive light. For example, in my seminars and in that book, I give an example of my description of my mother and the way she reared me. I used to describe my mother as dominant and aggressive, mean, low tolerance. When I tell you that my mother did not play games with me, I literally mean she was serious. It was about business. She was not emotional. She was not cuddly. She was very clear that her job was to raise me to be the woman that she thought I should be, and everything in her was based on that. So, you know, when I would have relationships that didn't work out well, whether it would be a girlfriend or someone that I was dating, whatever ills came my way, whatever change was forced upon me, I recounted the negative memories I had of my very stern mother. And it wasn't until I got older, probably within the last few years even, that I really, in a concrete kind of way, able to conceptualize that as long as I recount my memory of my childhood with her in the negative, it's going to haunt me in the negative. So I decided shortly before the death of my mother that I wasn't going to do that to her and I wasn't going to do it to myself. Because, in fact, if it were not for how she raised me, I would not be who I am today, and my life may have been taken a different turn. So I purposefully spoke of my mother's interactions with me as a child, her discipline, how she spoke to me, and I speak of it in the positive, and I made that choice to do that. And when I did that, it empowered me. So now when I speak of my mother, I say that my mother was strong. She was secure. She had clarity about who she was and who she wanted her only child to be. She was definite about her role in my life and what she felt she needed to do to get me accomplished. My mother had so much love for me that she didn't waste time playing with me. She used every second, every moment that she could to interact with me, to teach me and give me life lessons, some of which were hers, some of which may be her friends or family, but she wanted me to learn from their errors and not to walk in those footsteps myself. And as a result, I didn't. And it was so uplifting and powerful for me to recant my childhood and my interactions with my mother in a positive way. Very powerful. So evolving, though, and changing, though scary and difficult sometimes, 10 Faces of She works hard to help you understand that evolving is a beautiful thing. Change is a wondrous thing. Whether it's change that you created or it was change forced upon you, either way, you make it wondrous. You make it groundbreaking. You make it so that it empowers you. And empowered is our second pillar of 10 Faces of She. Empowered means to authorize, entitle, license, warrant, delegate, unshackle, set free, liberate. Power is the ability or capacity to perform or act effectively. See, once you begin to evolve and you become to have clarity about who you are and what you stand for, and equally as important, what you don't stand for, once you sit still with yourself and you are comfortable in your own skin, you become empowered as a result of that. And as you become empowered, you begin to take on responsibility for your life. As you gain that power, you refuse to let life lead you in whatever direction it sees fit. It becomes important for you to manage those areas in your life that you do have control over. And managing how you deal with those areas in your life that you don't have control over. You begin to take planning important. You begin to make sure that you understand where you're going, because that's power, to have a destination. Because without a destination, you're just wandering aimlessly. So as you become empowered, you want to set goals. You want to achieve. You want to accomplish. You want to be accomplished. And as you begin to really get a hold of your path, your destiny, and you set on your journey and your quest to become whatever it is that your heart says is meant for you, you become exceptional. And exceptional is the third pillar of 10 Faces of She. And exceptional means being of exception, obviously. Uncommon, well above average, extraordinary. Deviating widely from the norm. A special case, an example of. Uncommon, rare, unprecedented, unexpected, surprising, outstanding, remarkable, special, excellent, phenomenal, unparalleled, unsurpassed, first class, prodigious. That is your goal, and whatever your journey is, whatever you decide to embark on, whatever your dreams are, whether you want to own your own business, or you want to become a graphic designer, or a marketing extraordinaire, whatever it is that you want to do, you want to be exceptional. You want to be the exceptional writer, where there's a group of writers and then there's you. There's all the singers and then there's you. All the wonderful dancers and then there's you. Whatever it is that you want to be, that's your goal. To be exceptional, to be extraordinary, to be well above average. And Ten Faces of She really gives you the tools and the strategies to aim that high. Because if you don't aim that high, you're really going to settle for mediocre. You'll settle for regular, whatever the norm is. And I don't believe that's true joy if you're just settling, when you can have an optimum life. And once you begin to live an exceptional life, you move into the fourth pillar of Ten Faces of She, which is revolutionary. Revolutionary is thorough, complete, total, absolute, comprehensive, sweeping, far-reaching, extensive, profound, novel, original, unconventional, innovative, modern, state-of-the-art, cutting-edge. Being about or supporting a radical political or social change. Wow. Revolutionary. Just think about revolutionary for a moment. To have a cutting-edge life. To have a life that's state-of-the-art. That's complete. That's absolute. An absolute life. Think about that for a moment. Think about the joy that you feel with an absolute life. You can have it. That life can be yours. You have to be willing to embark on the journey. You have to be willing to dig deep inside your soul. You have to be willing to look at places that you've buried so long ago. You have to be willing to take the step of faith to know that this journey may be difficult, but at the end, you will have such a greater rewarding experience of life that you will wonder what took you so long to decide to value yourself. You'll wonder how you lived so long without living your authentic life. You'll want to know, how did you not discover this sooner? Why did it take me so long to get here? Well, I encourage you not to get stuck there. That wherever you've been all these years is where you were supposed to be. And as you're listening to the sound of my voice now, that is what you're supposed to be getting now. So this is the time for your journey. It starts right now. It wasn't meant for you to start it 2 years ago. You came across this podcast for whatever reason, however means you did, and it happened for a reason. So here you are, with a welcoming arm, bringing you to the fifth pillar of Ten Faces of She, which is fear of sisters. sphere of sisters is a group of women who walk with you, who talk with you, who support you, who embrace you, who protect you, and yes, who will challenge you to seek that balanced life. Circle of Sphere of Sisters is similar to Circle of Sisters and all the other adjectives that speak to sisterhood. There are many, and we're all saying the fundamentally the same thing. We're all suggesting that women are our strongest support systems. When you have a personal and community network of women who either have been where you are or starting the journey that you've already been through, it's a powerful alliance to bring those two together. To have women sit and share stories. And as you begin to develop relationship in your sphere of sisters, you realize that women have more commonalities than they do differences. That our lives are very similar. Even if your sexuality is different, or your race is different, or your religion is different, the core part of ourselves are essentially the same. Women are struggling to define themselves through their children, through their husbands, their partners, their careers, their education, their body build, their economic status, their social status, the length of their hair, the color of their skin, perhaps even the type of clothing they wear, the kind of car they drive. Women are all struggling and all in that same mix together, trying to find our true identities. That's cross-cultural. That leaps racial bounds, socioeconomic bounds, trying to find your true self and find your real purpose in life, your divine calling. Most women experience that. I haven't met a woman yet in my coaching practice or personal life that hasn't spoken to me about their intense need to really know who they are aside from all those other identifiers. And so Sphere of Sisters really supports women supporting each other, because we don't subscribe to women being catty and witchy to each other. Of course, we know that exists. There are women in the world who subscribe to that, who get great pleasure out of disrespecting and belittling and demoralizing other women. But I assure you, there are far more of us that believe in the Sphere of Sisters, the power of sisterhood, more than there are those who believe in the cattiness. So there you have the five pillars of the 10 Faces of She paradigm. And it is a very exciting program. 10 Faces of She will teach you and support you in discovering and creating and permanently establishing what you want most in your life. The teachings of 10 Faces of She will help you establish new perspectives and a new belief system about your value and your priority. What's also common among women is most of us are taught that we have to give the last of ourselves to our friends, our community, our church, our family, our children, and then it's us. Well, 10 Faces of She one of the core principles is that you make yourself a priority, that you come before all of those other people. We don't subscribe to, if you take care of yourself first, that means you're selfish. No, we believe if you take care of yourself first, you'll have the energy, the spirit, the joy, the clarity to do for others, the strength to do for others. 10 Faces of She will teach you to build upon what's currently working in your life. That old saying, if it's broke, don't fix it. If it's not broken, don't fix it. I agree. If it's working and it's bringing you joy and it's fulfilling a passion for you, then we'll build upon that to take it to a higher level. On the contrary, we'll teach you strategic ways to modify your distractions and your obstacles. 10 Faces of She will partner with you to help you divine your dreams and move you forward. Not only just move you forward, but with energy and clarity. You have to move forward in a direction and know where you're going. Without that, you're just wandering aimlessly, like I said before. 10 Faces of She will partner with you to inspire you to greatness. When is the last time you thought about inspiring yourself to greatness? I think most people lose that after childhood. I'm going to be the greatest basketball player there ever was. I'm going to be the greatest singer, the greatest astronaut, the greatest doctor, the greatest lawyer, the greatest fireman, the greatest nurse, the greatest teacher. Somewhere along the line, life has taught us that greatest is too hard. Greatest is not doable. That life is so hard, just become that teacher. Just becoming that firefighter or that policeman or that doctor or that attorney or that engineer is a great feat, and be happy that you achieved that. Well, I believe that you can achieve those goals and greatness. I certainly will work hard to teach you the 10 Faces of She paradigm that will give you some tangible skills for your personal development. Because your personal development is the key to your success. Your personal development, your personal growth is going to define your future. It's going to define your level of joy. How successful you are is certainly going to greatly depend on your personal development. So I invite you to stay with us. I invite you to learn more about 10 Faces of She and to study the 5 pillars that we offer. I guarantee you that you will not be the same person after you walk on our journey with us. If you allow us to partner with you on your journey, you will be so well rewarded. You won't even remember why or how you got through life before. I thank you for joining us on this very first podcast of 10 Faces of She. And I implore you to join us again. I am going to be putting up some information regarding some teleseminars that we have coming up. But I will tell you that on the 11th, we have a teleseminar coming called The 5 Pillars of the 10 Faces of She Paradigm, where we take what I've given you today as an overview and dig deeper. And on August 13th, is a teleseminar for 100-Day Action Plan, Creating the Life That You Deserve. And that briefly is one of my greatest programs, I think, because it's really giving you tangible skills, strategic planning, 100 days at a time to obtain your goals. 100 days is just long enough to achieve a challenging goal, but short enough to keep you focused and short enough time for you to realize that you need redirection. So I thank you again for joining us, and I ask you to return back with us on tomorrow. And until then, enjoy your journey. Get to know yourself. Sit still, be quiet, and listen. Listen for your lesson. Listen for your roadmap. Listen for your direction. Thank you, and we will see you next time.